Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Blessed Angelina of Marciano.
There she is, standing down there on the beach.
So I see.
You see how young she is and how beautiful?
You're really impressed, aren't you?
Well, aren't you, darling?
Not very.
Oh, but she's inspired. I've listened to her twice, yesterday and the day before.
You must find her very amusing.
Well, look at the way the people collect around her, as if she were a saint.
A saint? Yes, look at her. Standing down there on the beach, inciting attention. Inciting a lot of fishermen and their women to assemble about her. Who ever heard of a nun preaching? And in public, too. Look at her. She must think she's one of the 12 apostles.
Let's stay and hear her talk.
What on earth for?
I want you to hear her.
Listen to a woman making a public exhibition of herself in front of peasants and fishermen?
We have time, darling. Let's walk over there.
Very well, if I must. Frankly, I have no patience with these religious fanatics.
I wonder who she is and where she comes from.
If only
I'm sure she's of a good family. Oh, listen.
If only we'd stop sometimes just to think and to wonder and to ask ourselves how we look to our Lord. How he sees us through his eyes. We might then understand that to him a woman is never young nor old. She is never beautiful nor plain. She is never rich nor poor. Neither is she a peasant nor a princess. She is simply a child of God. To our Lord, a woman has no nationality because she is in his image as he created her, in his own design for her. And he wants her to love him. And if she does love him, then she must serve him. Serve him as best she knows how. She may even renounce all earthly comforts and material blessings in order to become his bride, to dedicate the rest of her life to a holy career, content to realize that her reward in heaven is certain and for all eternity. Who among you now gathered on this beach would like to think about serving our Lord? She's wonderful.
Wonderful? Trying to seduce young girls into renouncing marriage and a normal life?
Oh, how can you talk like that?
There should be a law against this sort of thing.
A law against it? A law against a servant of God?
A sense of premonition. I feel it in this very moment. Instinct. One should always listen to one's instinct. My Lady Bianca is hypnotized by this this nun. And now, on the way back to her villa, where she lives with her father, she is silent, absorbed by thought, oblivious to my presence. I could be a block of wood beside her in the carriage.
Bianca?
Yes, darling?
Darling, at least you recall who I am.
Why do you talk like that?
Because I didn't exist for you in that moment.
Oh, I was only thinking of...
Yes, yes, of her. Yes, I know.
Why do you resent her so?
Because I happen to love you. Because we're to be married in less than a month. And because I resent anything or anyone that takes you away from me, if only for a moment.
No one's taking me away from you.
I'm not so sure.
Darling, I can't help admiring Sister Angelina.
A woman like that should stay where she belongs, in a convent cell.
Oh, don't talk that way. I don't like it.
There, you see? She even causes us to quarrel.
Now, that's not fair, Renata.
A man in love seldom is.
But she's done you no harm.
It's odd, but I feel she has. I feel she's put a wedge between us.
Oh, don't be silly. She's just a very, very wonderful person. And I wish I were just a little bit more like her.
Like her?
Dedicated. Dedicated to our Lord.
I see.
The idea already beginning to take shape in her mind. Perhaps she's not too conscious of it yet. But it's there. And it will grow stronger. Renounce the world. Renounce wealth and position. Put on the miserable garb of a nun. Dedicate herself. Try to be like that female evangelist. Well, we'll see what we can do about that.
Thank you for taking me to hear Sister Angelina. And even if you don't like her, I'm glad you
heard
her.
Yes, yes, and I'm glad too.
Shall I see you this evening?
I shall come here as soon as I leave the king.
What in the world do you and he always find to talk about?
Oh, nothing and everything. Today I may be able to provide His Majesty with a fresh topic.
Fresh topic?
Until this evening, my dear.
Renata...
It's late. I'm due at the palace. Adieu.
My seal duly affixed to this ridiculous document... On this second day of April, in this year of our Lord, 1400. There. My final kingly act for the next 48 hours. Now, what were you saying about this, this nun?
Well, haven't you... You haven't been listening.
Well, certainly I've been listening. I heard every word you said.
The woman is dangerous.
Snaring young girls away from their homes. Is that it?
Girls who should be getting married and having children.
Any particular girl?
No.
I'll reconsider my question, if you will. Haven't you, my Lady Bianca in mind?
Well, not without some good reason.
What an amusing thought.
Amusing?
My Lady Bianca might consider becoming a nun, preference to marrying you.
Your Majesty's sense of humor is not so misplaced. This woman, this nun, is a fanatic. She seems able to inspire other women with her zeal.
Oh, that's really not a good thing.
I see a very real danger of families breaking up. And I think some action should be taken against her.
Yes, she is. She's a troublemaker, after all.
Upon my word, she is.
But what can I do?
Give me leave to arrest her.
Arrest her? Me be accused of being anti-religious?
No one could make such a claim against your Majesty. The Pope is your Majesty's friend.
Ah, Boniface,
the
yes.
Pope is also from this city, well disposed towards you.
You say this woman, Sister Angelina, is making a public nuisance of herself.
Without question.
Well, then I command you to arrest her, of course. Arrest this woman. Let me see her. You know where to find her?
Along the waterfront, in a fisherman's hut.
Who are you, child?
Bianca Fortanza de Cassino.
A young lady of rank.
Sister Angelina, I have a feeling you're in danger.
Oh?
I can't be sure, but I have a premonition.
Who do you think represents this danger?
My fiancé.
And you betray him by coming to me?
If I didn't come to you, I'd betray myself and our Lord.
Is that how you feel?
Oh, yes, yes.
Why does your fiancé wish me harm?
Oh, I don't know, but you see, he's very close to the king, and that gives him some power. Oh, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I know him so well. I know how he can be.
It was good of you to come here. You must have had quite a struggle with yourself.
I wish you'd leave here. If you need help, I can give you whatever you want, even a horse and carriage.
Would your fiancé be content if I went away?
I'm sure he would be.
Well, I'm not sure I can leave. Our Lord lets me know where to go and when to leave.
Our Lord speaks to you?
Oh, yes. I feel him very close to me, in every moment of the day and of the night.
What does he say?
Love me. Love me.
You hear him say that?
His voice is within me. It's within you. Within every living soul. We've only to listen for it. And when we hear it, obey it.
Perhaps some people don't hear his voice.
We all hear it, my child. There's not a living soul who does not hear our Lord's voice. Only some deny it. Some pay it no heed. Some commit sin even when they know what they are doing. These are the ones who knowingly turn away from our Lord.
Have you found anyone here who is ready to follow you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy. But please do leave here.
It's a little too late for that.
Renato!
Well, my dear, I confess I hardly expected to find you in this hovel.
In the name of God, what do you want here?
I am here in the name of the king to arrest this female preacher.
Oh, no. No, Renato, no.
Go to your carriage.
Oh, Renato, please.
Do as I say.
Do as he tells you, child.
Oh, no.
There, there. Don't cry. No harm's going to come to me, I promise. My work is not completed. So I'm sure our Lord will let me go on with it.
You hear that raving, Bianca? This woman is crazy. Now go to your carriage.
Where are you taking her?
Before His Majesty, who desires to appraise this nun.
Renata, Sister Angelina is doing God's work. If you persecute her, you attack God.
You talk like a child, and please don't delay me. The king is waiting, impatiently, to behold this female evangelist. Your Majesty expressed a mild interest in having this nun brought here.
I did? Oh, yes. Who do you say she is?
She calls herself Sister Angelina, Your Majesty.
Is that your name?
I'm known by that name.
Oh, then you have another one.
Once?
Once? Are you from this region?
No.
Now, you don't volunteer any information. I must ask you everything.
What does my lord wish to know?
Oh, where are you from?
Monte Giove, near Orvieto.
Ah, in the province of Umbria. I know many families there. What's your name, your family name?
My father is the Duke of Marciano.
The Duke? Oh, did you hear that, my Lord Renato? Her father's the Duke of Marciano.
Yes, the noble Duke is to be pitied, Your Majesty.
Daughter of the Duke of Marciano. Now, wait. That being the case, you were married, hmm? You were married?
My father wished it. I obeyed him.
Yes. Now, let's see. You were 15.
My husband died when I was 17.
Of course. Of course, I remember. And he left you a sizable fortune, not to mention a castle. Surely you didn't renounce all that estate.
I put it to some useful purpose, my lord.
Oh, you gave it to the church, perhaps? Is that what you mean?
I converted the castle into a religious community house. I was permitted to found an order of St. Francis.
Well, of all things, did you hear that?
As I told Your Majesty, she is a fanatic. But what is she doing in Naples?
Hmm? Yes, yes, tell us that.
As best I can, I am spreading the teachings of Christ.
Inducing young girls to follow her, that's what she means.
Oh, my, is that true?
I can only explain that I am prepared to show any girl the opportunity of serving our Lord. If she has a mind to become a nun, I'll help her. Can that be wrong, my lord?
Well, since I've not approved of what you're doing, surely it must be wrong.
Then the king of Naples doesn't approve of my enlisting young women into the service of our lord?
We're not even positive you have the authority to recruit these young women.
Authority, my lord? I claim none.
You claim none? Yet you demonstrate authority. You have credentials from Rome?
I have no credentials, other than my habit.
Well, anyone could wear the kind of garments you wear. Anyone could pose as a nun.
That's very true.
You see? What do you say, Renato?
I will say this, Your Majesty. Your Majesty is most tolerant of this woman's disrespect. Not once has she addressed Your Majesty fittingly.
Oh, you forget. She has the blood of kings in her veins. She considers herself my equal.
Let her answer that, Your Majesty.
Well, she has the opportunity. Well?
Your equal? We are all equal in the sight of our Lord. And the ruler of a people is only as great as he is great in the eyes of God. And you, my lord, do not express that greatness.
The woman seems to place no value on her life. What am I to do with her?
Burn her, Your Majesty.
Burn her? Oh, you think we should burn her? What do you think about it? Shall we burn you?
If that be your pleasure.
She speaks without fear. As though with the smell of burning flesh already in her nostrils, she can still defy us. Well, that's odd. What caused me to say that? I do smell burning. Or is it my imagination?
No. No, it's no imagination. I too smell something burning.
That's a truly odd circumstance. We talk of burning and we smell smoke.
Your Majesty is right. Something is burning.
But nothing of any consequence. Just a few small embers of wood here, in the folds of my garment.
Yes, God is my witness. Look at that. How did you perform that trick?
Trick? Is that what it was?
What else would you call it?
My lord, I did not conceal those pieces of wood in my garment.
Well, how'd they get there?
There's only one explanation.
Witchcraft.
Oh, let her tell us.
Since I did not hide the pieces of wood in my clothes, and since I certainly did not cause them to catch fire, I can only assume it was a sign of the Lord.
What?
I have no other explanation.
A trick, Your Majesty. Don't listen to her ravings. It was a trick. This woman practices the black arts, and she is a witch!
Sign of the Lord, she claims.
And I say it was witchcraft.
Well, how can I be sure?
Burn her, Your Majesty. There's no other way to deal with her kind. Burn her!
I must think about it. Take her out of my sight for the moment.
Yes, yes, Your Majesty. Let her be confined to the darkness of a dungeon, where she belongs.
Now wait. A certain logic is to be followed. Now, you say she's a witch.
I have no doubt of it.
Well, that being the case, she could perform her witchcraft even in a dungeon. Perhaps with more efficiency. She could even perform her black arts here, as you think she did a moment ago.
Your Majesty, I...
You think my logic is without reason?
Oh, no.
Well, very well. On the other side of the picture. If she is a servant of the Lord, he has most certainly given us a sign. A sign I have no wish to ignore. So I say, set this woman free. Let her go away. Yes, set her free.
Accused her of witchcraft. Yes, I heard all about what happened. How can you think our relationship can ever be the same again?
So, she has done this to us. She has come between us.
No, you have come between us. Your hatred of a good woman. Your hatred of a servant of God. Just one more thing before I ask you to go. I intend to tell my father that I have no intentions of marrying you.
So this is what she has done to us. Destroyed what we had.
Please go.
Curse her. A curse on that woman.
Because she serves God.
She will be sorry for what she's done to us.
There she is. Still at it. This would-be female apostle. And she attracts even larger crowds now. Everyone knows she stood before the king and that he freed her. Look at them. The way they gape at her.
And so what?
The way they listen.
When we give too much attention to the accumulation of earthly comforts and wealth, and ignore the needs of others around us. By ignoring the needs of these other people, we simply drift away from Christ. Yes, our work does require us to take a vow of poverty. But if we are vowed to poverty, we are also dedicated to charity. And our consolation and our joy comes from serving others. The needy, the sick, the lonely. Knowing that when we serve these people, we serve our dear Lord.
Listen to her. What does she care that she's come between Bianca and me? Well, we'll see what can be done about her now.
A plot to murder Sister Angelina.
There is no doubt about it. A fisherman told me.
Well, that shouldn't upset you too much.
Yes, but still it does. You see, I realize I was wrong about her.
Oh.
And besides, there is every reason to suppose she is in favor with the Pope. If anything happened to her here, it would be embarrassing for your majesty.
Yes, there's that to be considered.
Would it not be better if you ordered her to leave Naples before harm befell her? Your majesty, let me go to her and plead with her to leave here. Let me go to her this very night and ask her to leave at once.
You think that might be a wise move?
Think so, your majesty.
Well, then let my wisdom prevail. Tell her to leave Naples.
Dark. A beautifully dark night. Nothing could be more suitable. She must be asleep now. Asleep in that filthy hut. Well, she'll never sleep any sounder than she will for the rest of this night. No one around. A few seconds, and it'll all be over. A thrust of the dagger. And who is to say it was I who killed her? I was sent by the king to warn her she was in danger and to leave. I found her already dead, stabbed. I came too late. Ah, even the door of the hut is ajar. There she is, fast asleep, covered by a filthy piece of sackcloth. Well, let's get it over with.
In another moment, will you be a murderer, my son?
You're awake.
Or would I already be dead?
You will be in a moment.
And if I am, will you have halted the work of all the other servants of God?
My quarrel with you, not them. Only you. You who have destroyed my happiness and my future.
And will my blood on your hands restore what you've lost? Will it, my son?
What caused you to... wake up just then. You were sound asleep.
Perhaps our Lord, in his compassion for you, reached out his hand to stop you from what you were about to do.
What? In his compassion? For me?
For you, my son. And your hands are still clean.
Then leave Naples. Yes, the king orders you to leave. I came here to tell you. No, I came here to kill you. Thank God I didn't.
Yes, thank God.
Bianca.
Sister Angelina, are you...
Yes, of course I'm all right, child.
What are you doing here?
I'm going with you. There are people in this city I want to get away from. Let me go with you.
No, my child. At least not yet. Our Lord's disciples did not follow him in anger against the world. These are not good enough reasons for wanting to become a nun. If you join me later on, it will be because you hear our Lord's voice deep within you. Because you have compassion for those who need compassion.
But I do.
Wait a little longer. You'll know where to find me when the time comes. If it does. My Lord, take her home.
Forgive me. I told myself you wanted to steal her from me. I blamed you for my own wickedness. Forgive me.
Take her home. Our Lord was very good to us both tonight.
It happened a long time ago. She founded a large Catholic community, 135 convents housing 4,000 nuns. My Lady Bianca joined her in Assisi. And I, you may wonder what became of me, I entered an order of St. Francis. That was the way it usually happened when you came to know the Blessed Angelina of Marciano.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.